StyleLife.com presents Style Life Academy.
Style, and I'm here with Wise Guy, and we're going to discuss demonstrating value. And the purpose of demonstrating value is, well, you came up, you talked to her, you had a nice conversation, maybe you're funny, maybe you're witty, but what makes her want to see you again? Why should she talk to you again versus all the other guys that you can meet in a day? The reason is because you're going to demonstrate value. You're going to show her why you're more interesting than everybody else in a non-bragging, non-arrogant, non-show-offy way. And the best way to do this is a little something that's kind of been floating around the seduction community in various forms by various authors, and it's called the ring finger pattern. And it happens to be Wise Guy's favorite gambit. So, Wise Guy.
Yeah.
So, to begin, now, how do you introduce the ring finger pattern in a conversation?
It's really easy. The reason why I like it is because there's so many transitions and it's so simple. People are talking to you. Often they're talking with their hands. If not, you know, their hands are on a table. One thing, I mean, you can just break whatever you're saying and just go, oh, look at that. And the first thing I usually ask them is, do you always wear those rings on the same finger? That's the first question that I ask because it kind of sets up the whole thing. But you can just completely break from whatever the conversation is. Or, I mean, if the conversation is kind of going in that direction, you can talk about other jewelry first, if she has a necklace or earrings or something, and then transition to it. There's so many ways to get around to it. But you really don't even have to make a transition because people talk about other people's jewelry all the time. It's really not like a big deal to kind of start a conversation in that direction.
Right, and here's a small hint, because some guys might make this mistake. As soon as you look down at her fingers, say it right away. Say the line about the rings right away. Because if you start glancing at her fingers looking for rings, it's going to start to look as if you're looking for a wedding ring to figure out whether she's married or not. Versus, so if you start staring at her fingers too much, and look at her rings and see where they are, you're actually going to ruin some of the power of it. So as soon as you notice the gleam of metal on her fingers, just go right into it.
Just another thing, too. I know we're not necessarily on this, but I have picked up two different girls because they were wearing rings on their left ring finger. And the line is, are you really engaged or is that just to keep the womanizers away? And both times, the girls laughed and smiled and said, no, I'm really not engaged. It really is to keep men away from hitting on me. And from there, I was in and I got both of those girls.
That's great. That's great. That's a good lesson.
She, like, deterred because you see a ring on her finger. Who cares? Sometimes they do it just to stop the onslaught of guys hitting on them all the time.
Exactly. I always perceive it as if it's on until I find out otherwise.
Exactly. Make her say stop. I feel the same way.
So back to the ring finger pattern. So after you ask her about the rings and she says, well, I usually wear them on these fingers, then what happens?
Right. Well, they always wear them on the same fingers because that's where they fit.
So,
but now you're setting them up because you give it this, like, more meaning. Like, oh, well, okay.
Right.
And then you want to just go into it? Or?
Yeah, go into it. And this, I feel like this really ties into the other day we gave them exercises in cold reading. So use all your cold reading lines and skills when it comes into this, because in a way it is a form of sort of prophecy.
Right, exactly. Well, you're trying to, you know, a lot of what DHV is about teaching people a little something about themselves, or teaching something a little bit about themselves that they show the world that maybe they don't even know that they show the world. That's kind of the way I approach it. It's kind of like, yeah, of course I can tell that. Anyone can tell that if they know. Kind of that whole realm that I go for. But the way it works is it's good for Kino, too, because you touch the girl's hand, you pick her hand up, you turn it over. I usually ask, do you know anything about palm reading? And often they'll say no. And if you know palm reading, you can transition in that direction maybe later. I don't, so I really don't. But you start to kind of touch her hand a little, and you say, well, each one of these mounds, and a mound is that area right at the base where your finger meets your hand right there. Each one of the mounds is represented by a different god. And in Greek and Roman culture, you wore a ring on that finger to praise that particular god, to pay homage to that particular god. And then you go into which fingers have to do with which god. So the thumb was Poseidon. Poseidon was the god of the sea, and he was very independent. He was the only god that didn't live on Mount Olympus. He did his own thing. And it kind of, like, you know, like a thumb sticks out, does its own thing. Just kind of to help them remember so that they can use this it on other people. That's kind of the way I look at that.
Right, and nobody's going to mind if you're saying you're an individual. Everyone wants to be thought of as an individual.
Exactly, exactly. And I'll tell you, it's true, too. Not a lot of people wear thumb rings, and the ones that do, they're kind of independent people. They definitely do their own thing. You're definitely not following the trends of the thumb ring.
As a thumb ring wearer, I can agree with you.
Right. On your, now, the index finger is represented by Zeus, and Zeus was the king of all gods. So that's a very dominant finger. That's a very dominant person. It's kind of like you wave your index finger at them like, no, 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 or, you know, don't do that, that kind of thing. It's a very dominant, take charge kind of finger. That's who wears a ring on that finger. Your middle finger is represented by Bacchus, who was the god of wine and partying. And it's very irreverent. The word I use is irreverent. You don't want to call it like a wild party girl because some people may kind of take that the wrong way. But it's irreverent. You do whatever you want. And then I stick my middle finger up. It's funny, too, because you get to, like, stick your middle finger up at the girl and anyone she's with. You know what I mean? You're just saying, like, fuck you to the world.
That's great.
And then when they're wearing one, they always laugh. Then your ring finger is represented by Venus. And that's the goddess of love. And that's why we wear our wedding bands on that finger. A lot of girls will wear a ring on their ring finger. I mean, that's why it's called the ring finger. It wears a lot of rings. So you're kind of talking about love. You can talk about romance a little. You know, you're looking for romance, whatever, however you want to kind of play it.
One thing I would add that you might want to throw in is I would say, you know, the only reason, you know why that's the ring finger for marriage besides that reason? Do you know?
There's some sort of connection, like some energy chakra thing that goes to your heart or something?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the only finger that has a vein that without branching goes straight directly up to your heart. And if she's comfortable with you, you can actually trace that along her arm. And so when someone puts a ring on it, and then you're actually going to mind putting a ring on her, they're making that feel, that connection between them and your heart.
That's very cool. And that's what I'm saying. This whole bit is really open to a lot of kino. You can take it as far as you want, as far as the kino goes.
And if you've just met the girl, if you just met the girl and she's not comfortable yet with the touch, you almost want to make a big show of not touching her. Because I feel like if it's time for kino, I'll go and use it for kino. So I've just met her, and she's still, you know, doesn't feel that kind of comfort and trust. I'll actually show and make a point of not touching her so that she feels safe. You gotta calibrate and see where you are in her eyes.
Okay. And then the pinky, the last one, the pinky is represented by Mars, who is the god of war. And that's why you see mobsters wearing pinky rings. It's kind of a violent, a little kind of hidden violence. This one's a little funny because if a girl is wearing a pinky ring, you're calling her violent, and that's kind of weird. But
I got the solution for you.
Okay.
I would say that Mars is the god of war that represents conflict. So if she's wearing one, I'll say, now, did you give this to yourself or did someone else give it to you? And if someone else gave it to myself, there might be some, you know, on the surface or beneath the surface, you know, some sort of small elements of conflict. And if you gave it to yourself, kind of means that you're at war with yourself. Like we're always fighting and struggling and striving.
Oh, wow, that's a very cool way to spin it.
So instead of violence, make it conflict.
Yeah. Usually girls aren't wearing one, and they just kind of laugh when you reference mobsters, I don't know, because it's just funny, whatever. So, like, it's not really a big deal. But that's a very cool way, especially considering every woman is having some sort of emotional conflict at some point with herself.
Right.
So, I mean, that's very cool for cold reading. I like that. I will add that.
And are there any other pieces you use to this routine?
That's about it, I mean, for this particular thing. But, you know, you can jump off in other directions if you want. I mean...
Right. I would say, guys, feel free to use your cold reading lines. If as you're seeing her responses, if she's nodding and agreeing, throw in more cold reading lines. You can take this as far or prune it back as much as you want. You can go into a lot and launch into all kinds of things. So I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
What if she's not wearing a ring?
What if she's not? Well, I don't use it.
I got an answer, though. That was a rhetorical question.
Okay.
If she's not wearing a ring, you'll say, oh, it's interesting. I noticed you didn't have any rings on. If you were to wear a ring, what finger do you usually wear it on?
Okay.
So that's your solution. You can go to the ring finger panel right away and just say, I noticed you don't want any rings. If you were to wear one, where would you wear it? And if she says, because I've done these things back in the day so often that I've met every contingency. So if she's allowed you to wear rings, so I'll tell you what, close your eyes and imagine you're getting a ring. Which finger does it feel like would be right on? This is interesting. Just follow me with it. And then she'll say, well, I guess this ring, this finger. And then you go into what it means. So because you really want to, I really want these guys to have it as an all-purpose DHV that they can always use. It's great for conversation. It's fun. And you don't need a transition to go into it. You just all of a sudden spontaneously notice it.
Yeah.
And what do you say when girls say, how do you know this?
Oh, I usually say, well, it's funny because I'm always wearing rings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives them, they can kind of turn around and poke at me and be like, oh, so that's why you're wearing those rings, whatever. So it's kind of, but they say, oh, did you know that before you bought those rings or that sort of thing? I say, no, a friend of mine thought it to me, and I was wearing the rings, and it was really good. It kind of read me, so that's why I like it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And another funny thing, and back in the day, I learned this from a guy named Montreal Pua. He used to carry some baggy ties with him, you know, those little wire baggy ties. And he did a ring finger pattern, then he ended up talking to the girl for 10 or 15 minutes, and they made a connection. Before he left, he'd pull it out and say, hey, I want you to have this. And then he chewed a finger and put it on there, and he said a little something to remember me by. And then he put the baggy tie ring on the appropriate finger.
I like that.
Yeah, isn't that great? And what I would do, actually, is I would wear two thumb rings, two really thin thumb rings. And when I was, you know, when I was done, we made that connection, I'd say, you know what, here you go. And I'd give her the ring, I put it on my matching thumb, and then put our hands over each other so that we see the thumbs matching. And I say, just to represent your individuality. And, you know, it was cool meeting you, etc. And then later she'd go home that night, and when she'd see the ring on her thumb, she'd remember it kind of being matched with mine and think about me when she was home.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's taking it further. You guys don't have to take it that much further. All you have to do is, during the conversation with a woman, spontaneously notice her hands and start doing it. And guess what? The first time you do it, it's never going to be perfect. So just say, you know what? My friend just did it to me. I'm trying to remember everything it was. So let's go through it together. You can help me with this. And it's fun. It's okay. You don't have to be the ultimate authority. Just use her as practice.
Correct. And it just touches on so many things that women are interested in. I mean, first of all, the fact that a guy is noticing jewelry. Second of all, that the guy is talking a little bit in kind of a mythological, ethereal kind of way. I mean, it opens so many doors. It just makes you, that's why I like the routine.
Right.
It's just very, very cool and paints me in a way that I just want to be seen. And the truth of the matter is, that's how I am. So, I mean, it's nice. It's very nice.
And one final point is, you guys all saw the personal exercise where we saw the guy's generic response to all these women. No guy ever walks up and says this. Just by saying this, or starting there, knowing anything about it, you're standing out so much. And then you leave her afterward on high, and she'll always remember who that guy was. You can always return later. But for the point of this exercise, all I want you to do is go out and run this ring finger pattern 3 times.
StyleLife.com presents Style Life Academy.